一，高中英语听力专线五。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后面有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Would you like something to eat?
To tell the truth, I'm starving. The piano sounds terrible.
I wish I could ask for my money back. This performance is really a bad one. You're late. Why did you keep me waiting for 20 minutes?
Sorry, because of traffic jam.
Well, don't be late next time.
Are you going to watch TV at home after supper, John? Or would you like to go to see a film with me?
Thanks, but I can't. Anyway, I've already seen the film you refer to at the cinema. My teaching assistant will correct the final exam papers and I'll grade them.
Sorry.I have trouble hearing in the back of the room. What did you say?
听每段对话和独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八小题。
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to join the library. We're new to the district, you see.
Well, all we need is some sort of identification with your name and address on it.
Oh, dear. We just moved, you see, and everything has my old address.
A driving license, perhaps?
No, I don't drive.
Your husband would do.
Yes, but his license will still have the old address on it.
Perhaps you have a letter addressed to you at your new house?
No, I'm afraid not. We've only been there a few days, you see, and no one's written to us yet.
What about your bank book?
That's just the same. Oh, dear. And I did want to get some books out this weekend. We're going on holiday after the move, you see, and I wanted to take something with me to read.
Well, I'm sorry. What about your passport?
What? Oh, yes, how silly of me. I've got a new one, and it does have our new address.I've just been to book our tickets, so I have it on me. Just a minute. Here you are.
Thank you. Well, that's all right. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to join the library. We're new to the district, you see.
Well, all we need is some sort of identification with your name and address on it.
Oh, dear. We just moved, you see, and everything has my old address.
A driving license, perhaps?
No, I don't drive.
Your husband would do.
Yes, but his license will still have the old address on it.
Perhaps you have a letter addressed to you at your new house?
No, I'm afraid not. We've only been there a few days, you see, and no one's written to us yet.
What about your bank book?
That's just the same. Oh, dear. And I did want to get some books out this weekend. We're going on holiday after the move, you see, and I wanted to take something with me to read.
Well, I'm sorry. What about your passport?
What? Oh, yes, how silly of me. I've got a new one, and it does have our new address. I've just been to book our tickets, so I have it on me. Just a minute. Here you are.
Thank you. Well, that's all right. Can you tell me how to reach the bank, please?
Which bank? There are two, the Allied Irish Bank and the Bank of Ireland.
I have an AIB pass card and I want to get money from the bank.
You need to go to the Allied Irish Bank, which is near the local shopping center, Dunn's Stores.
How do I get there? I have no knowledge of this area.
Cross the road and turn left at the other side. Walk along the footpath until you reach the traffic lights. You will see a shopping center on the right-hand side. Walk across the road and turn right after the shopping center. Keep going straight for about 100 meters, and the bank is to your left.
It sounds a little bit difficult. How far is it from here?
It's not so difficult. It's about 5 minutes' walk from here. I can draw a map for you if you wish.
Oh, I would really appreciate that. Can you tell me how to reach the bank, please?
Which bank? There are two, the Allied Irish Bank and the Bank of Ireland.
I have an AIB pass card and I want to get money from the bank.
You need to go to the Allied Irish Bank, which is near the local shopping center, Dunn's Stores.
How do I get there? I have no knowledge of this area.
Cross the road and turn left at the other side. Walk along the footpath until you reach the traffic lights. You will see a shopping center on the right-hand side. Walk across the road and turn right after the shopping center. Keep going straight for about 100 meters, and the bank is to your left.
It sounds a little bit difficult. How far is it from here?
It's not so difficult. It's about 5 minutes' walk from here. I can draw a map for you if you wish.
Oh, I would really appreciate that. I see you are busy right now, Sue. As soon as you finish, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes.
That's okay. Come on in.
Oh, no, I don't want to interrupt you. I can wait. I'll come back later.
I'm afraid it's going to be a long wait. I'm working on my history paper.
History paper? I thought you'd finished it. Didn't you turn it in on Friday?
Uh-huh. But the professor just returned it to me. I was told to add 10 more pages.
10 more pages? That's quite a lot. How are you going to do it?
That's what I am trying to figure out. Now, what can I do for you?
I see you are busy right now, Sue. As soon as you finish, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes.
That's okay. Come on in.
Oh, no, I don't want to interrupt you. I can wait. I'll come back later.
I'm afraid it's going to be a long wait. I'm working on my history paper.
History paper? I thought you'd finished it. Didn't you turn it in on Friday?
Uh-huh. But the professor just returned it to me. I was told to add 10 more pages.
10 more pages? That's quite a lot. How are you going to do it?
That's what I am trying to figure out. Now, what can I do for you?
听第九段材料，回答第十六至十七小题。
You see, I'm getting much fatter than before. I'm always worried. I've no idea how to lose weight.
You should do some exercise every day. That is the best way to keep you healthy and strong.
You know, I don't want to move about at all.
You'd better not watch too much TV. Recently, dancing machines have been popular in China. I suggest buying one.
What is the dancing machine?
Oh, you may see one in shopping centers. It's easy to learn how to use it.What you ought to do is to dance on such machines with loud disco music, stepping forward and backward, left and right, according to the directions on TV, as if you are really dancing.
That sounds interesting, but is it useful to help me keep fit?
Sure, when you finish dancing, you'll be out of breath.
Where can I find one?
You may go to the Friendship Store.
Is it expensive?
I don't think so. It only costs 800 yuan.
All right, I'd like to buy one.You see, I'm getting much fatter than before. I'm always worried. I've no idea how to lose weight.
You should do some exercise every day. That is the best way to keep you healthy and strong.
You know, I don't want to move about at all.
You'd better not watch too much TV. Recently, dancing machines have been popular in China. I suggest buying one.
What is the dancing machine?
Oh, you may see one in shopping centers. It's easy to learn how to use it.What you ought to do is to dance on such machines with loud disco music, stepping forward and backward, left and right, according to the directions on TV, as if you are really dancing.
That sounds interesting, but is it useful to help me keep fit?
Sure, when you finish dancing, you'll be out of breath.
Where can I find one?
You may go to the Friendship Store.
Is it expensive?
I don't think so. It only costs 800 yuan.
All right, I'd like to buy one.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十小题。
Mr. Hill was a chicken farmer. He had hundreds of chickens and sold their eggs and their meat.And got quite a lot of money from them, but he lived in a very hot part of the country, and he found that his hens hardly laid any eggs in summer. So he decided to put air conditioning into his chicken house so that the hens would lay eggs well throughout the whole year, and in that way he could get more eggs and earn more money. The owner of the company which sold the air conditioning came to see him, and when he saw Mr. Hill's house, he thought that he might be able to persuade him to buy some air conditioning for that too.Your wife would be much happier and more comfortable then, he said to Mr. Hill. But Mr. Hill was not interested. My wife doesn't lay eggs, he said. Mr. Hill was a chicken farmer. He had hundreds of chickens and sold their eggs and their meat and got quite a lot of money from them. But he lived in a very hot part of the country, and he found that his hens hardly laid any eggs in summer.So he decided to put air conditioning into his chicken house so that the hens would lay eggs well throughout the whole year, and in that way he could get more eggs and earn more money. The owner of the company which sold the air conditioning came to see him, and when he saw Mr. Hill's house, he thought that he might be able to persuade him to buy some air conditioning for that too. Your wife would be much happier and more comfortable then, he said to Mr. Hill, but Mr. Hill was not interested.My wife doesn't lay eggs, he said.
That's the end.